All right, so I've been studying for weeks now, and there's my book that I'm ready to give you today. And this book, fortunately, the boys didn't put it out of order. Sometimes they joke that they're going to throw it, and it'll be all out of order, or they may rip it up, and then I'm in trouble because I don't know this from memory. So, you know, I'm going to be using these notes. And so I've been working on this for a month since Dr. Krause said, "You're up." And I didn't really want to do this one, but that tells me I'm supposed to do it. Okay, so let's just start with this. A couple things I'm going to share here. I hate being late. Anybody else hate being late? Okay. I hate Brussels sprouts. Anybody hate Brussels sprouts? And broccoli. And liver. And anything with patty in the name. If there's like salmon patty, it can't be good. What do you think? Or something that says surprise. Like salmon surprise. You know it's not going to be good. I hate a messy house. So when we got our carpet done just a couple of days ago, it was a mess. There was a time during that process. This was on Christmas Eve that we got our carpet put in. Now, why would I agree to do that? Well, I thought it would be a nice present, you know, for us. But we got all of our furniture moved, and then suddenly the guy said, "Well, I don't know if we can cut it. It's raining, so we're not going to be able to do your carpet." What? We got families coming over for Christmas Day and all this, and so I hate the messy house. That just is constantly a problem. I don't know about you, I hate a certain political party. I'm not going to name it, but there is a party that I hate. And I hate what's being done with the impeachment of our president. I also hate, and this is probably my greatest hate, the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Okay? So I hate those teams. How about you? Do you hate anything? Anybody hate something? Here, you got, I hate
dirty dishes.
Dirty dishes. They smell. They attract varmints, and not those varmints. The varmints that, you know, are foot-long roaches. What else? Dirty dishes. Anybody else have a hate?
Fire.
What do you hate? Fire ants. God made them. They must have a purpose. We don't know what it is. Fire ants. What do you got? The Los Angeles Rams. I hear you. Sports? Yeah. Go ahead. Vultures. Yeah, they are a disgusting bird. They sure take care of the dead stuff on the road, though, don't they? So we hate things. What do you got, Justice? Okay, being shot point blank with airsoft. And you know about that firsthand, right? Yeah, because we just had the big battle the other day. How about Star Wars? What do you got? Go ahead.
Yellow jackets.
How unstylish. You're right. Oh, you mean a bug. Gotcha. Okay. I thought it was like a yellow jacket. No, I gotcha. Those yellow jackets, yep. Are brown jackets, too? No, I don't know about that. What about Star Wars? In Star Wars, all the films, even if you don't like, anybody like Star Wars in the room? In Star Wars? In those movies, there's the dark side. And you gotta, as we're watching these films, I'm thinking, this is wrong, a lot of this is wrong, don't listen to this. But in those films, they do say, the Emperor says, "Hate will lead you to the dark side." And the Emperor always tries to get Luke, not that Luke, but Luke to give in to hate, to go to the dark side. By the way, did you know we have a Luke and a Leia? Did anybody notice that ever? Okay. So we have Princess Leia right here, and we have Luke. But so, and here's something more serious, is that we have in this culture, and it's changed so much in the last 20 years. We have people, everyone's a hater now. If you heard that term. Everybody's a hater. There's people that hate. And what that definition is now is, it's fascinating because hate means I don't agree with you. Hate means I don't like what you're doing. I don't like what you believe or your cause or your choice. And so people are haters now, it seems like. In fact, we know this for sure. We know this, certainly, is that if you're a follower of Christ, you are hated. And we're going to look into this in a moment. But Matthew 10, 22, all the nations will hate you because you are my followers, but everyone who endures to the end will be saved. So we know as followers of Christ, we are going to be hated. Matthew 24, 9, then you will be arrested, persecuted, and killed. You will be hated all over the world because you are my followers. So that is a promise, but we know this to be the case. Now, in Scripture, I'm not going to give you a history lesson, but this is all, I learned this too as I was studying. There are two basic words for hate in the Bible. Okay? In the New Testament, or Old Testament, the word is sane. It's pronounced sane, but it's sane, S-A-N-E, which is used 145 times, and it means to hate, to set against. In the New Testament, there are fewer examples of hate, but the word is missio, and it is used 40 times. And it means, by extension, to love less. So we've got, in the Bible, 185 times hate is used. That's a lot, isn't it? And guess what? We're going to study them all right now. No, we're not. We're not going to study them all. We're going to study some of them. But we are going to learn about what God hates. And when I say that, I always thought God's love. God is love. He's the author of love. He's the creator of love. He's the creator of all that's good. And so that's a whole separate discussion, what God is in the way of love. But he does hate. And the answer is yes, he does hate. And you shouldn't be surprised by that. He hates some things. Now, he created us with a capacity to both love and hate, and that's how we were created. So most of the time, if you look at what you hate, it's things that are destroying what you love. So the things that we hate are destroying what we love. And so it's no contradiction that we can love and hate. God does too. He loves and hates as well. He hates differently than we do. As people, we are flesh. We are emotional. We are, visual. All these things, and God hates differently. And there was a word I'd never heard of before. Maybe some of you have. I'm going to pronounce it phonetically. Anthropopathism. Anybody in Bible college studied that word? Anthropopathism. Maybe I'm not pronouncing it right. But it means emotional hate. It is not emotional hate, but a disowning of evil and those who commit it. So it's not passion hate like so many of us have. When we hate something, we have a passion about it. God doesn't operate like that. He's above that. And here's something else. Now, Dr. Danny, I'm not going to put him on the spot, but Dr. Danny taught us about Hebrew a few weeks ago. Those of you that went to the Wednesday night service talked about the Hebrew language and how it's different than our language now. Words mean different things than they did. And so we, in our vocabulary, see things a certain way. Hebrew is very different. In the ancient world, hate did not carry the negative tone that it does now. The Middle East vocabulary back then was excitable. Is that right, Danny? I mean, it's a very different, you described it. And it's a very excitable kind of language. And so we learn from that. So the truth is, back in the ancient times, the word hate didn't mean what we think it means. It meant lesser love or disregard. Lesser love or disregard. And here's an example. Okay, so Jesus said a man cannot become his disciple unless he hates his family. Think about that. Who can read that? That's Luke 14, 26. Who can read Luke 14, 26, please? Anybody got 14, 26? I got it right here, but I'm going to wait for somebody else. One of you, 14, 26.
any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and mm-hmm. sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
Yeah. Okay, so you think, what, I got to hate my family? And then Matthew 10:37, he that loveth father or mother more than me, and that's Jesus speaking, is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. So that's saying, the point is this, the love of Jesus must be unrivaled by anything else. So it's saying, it's not saying hate your family. I don't hate my family, but I better love Jesus more. That's what it's saying. It's no, we can't be, Jesus cannot be second place in our love. And we've talked about, does God hate? Okay, so yes, he does. But what does he hate? Okay, so can anybody think of, I've got a whole list here. Can anybody think of something God hates? And there are several scriptures. We know one in Proverbs 6:16-19 has a whole litany of the seven things that God hates. But can anybody think of one right off the top of your head? What's something God hates? Go. Sin, thank you. Anything else more specifically? Go. Say, okay, yes, okay.
Divorce,
yes, good. I got examples here. Idolatry. Idolatry, we think of a big stone or golden calf or something. Idolatry could be what I do. Focusing on baseball too much. That's an idol. Idolatry. That's in Deuteronomy 12:31 that we can learn about idolatry. Child sacrifice. You know, that's sexual perversion. Those that do evil. So we got all kinds of things God hates. Proverbs 6:16-19. Who can read that really quickly, please? Proverbs 6:16-19. And this list, seven things that God hates specifically. These are things specifically that he hates.
Proverbs 6:16-19,
please.
These six things that the Lord hates, yea, seven are an abomination yep. to him.
Yep.
A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Did you... 16-19, keep going, yeah.
A heart that mm-hmm. divides yeah. wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and right. running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren.
Yeah. So what we heard are things that God hates, but there's also something I noticed, I didn't notice before, this includes people as well, people that do these things. Not just the sin itself, but people who do those things. So God hates lying, but that it always involves a person, a liar, right? Who chooses to lie. Anybody lied in the room before? Of course we have. We've all lied. If you say you didn't, you're lying. So we lie all the time. Okay, so let's see a couple of verses about hating that are in the Bible also. 1 John 4:20. I'll read it. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. How can you love God and hate his brother? I see this a lot. I don't know about you, but I hear people saying things about other peoples of all kinds. How can we love God if we hate our brother? Not literally the bros back here, but people, generally. They're all our brothers. How can we love God if we hate them? So he is a liar, and those that hateth his brother. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God who he can't see? Proverbs 10:12, hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. Wow. If you look at in politics, I don't want to get into that, but the groups that stir up strife, we see this more manifest than ever in our culture. They're stirring up strife. They're causing division. You know, we're seeing this. This is evidence of what Scripture teaches us here. 1 John 3:15, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. So, should we hate anything? Yes. We should hate. One of you said in the back, sin. We'll talk about that more in a moment here. We should hate sin. And here's the things. We're going to talk about some things that we should hate. It's acceptable to hate those things. Because if we're not, we're not right with God. And that's just simply put. That's an evidence, a fruit, you might say, of our right. Are we right with God? If we don't hate these things. Any of you ever done something and it is a sin and you know it? Any of you in this room, maybe older ones especially, and when you did it, immediately regretted it, felt sick to your stomach, almost physically ill that you did it? Anybody in the room felt that way? And that's an evidence of that we are walking with God in the ways that He wants us to. So it is acceptable to hate those things that God hates. Psalm 97:10, ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of His saints and delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Psalm 97:10, you who love the Lord hate evil. He protects the lives of His godly people and rescues them from the power of the wicked. So I'm given quite a few scriptures. And if you want, look these up later too. There's so many verses, and that's the challenge, is paring that down to a message that every can keep people's attention, right? But Romans 12:9, Proverbs 13:5, Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is hatred of evil, pride and arrogance in the way of evil and perverted speech I hate. So the closer we walk with the Lord and the more fellowship we have, the more conscious we will be of sin. Have you seen that in your life? The more conscious you are of sin when you're closer in your relationship with God. Have you noticed that? You see it more. You're aware of it more. It distresses you more when you do it. What's encouraging is this. John 4, 19, 20. We love because God first loved us. Whoever says, I love God, but hates his brother is a liar. The one who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. So these are multiple verses speaking about hate and and love as well. Now, we hate sin by recognizing it for what it is and refusing to take part in it and condemning it as contrary to God's nature. And sin is to be hated. No doubt about that. But we've got to. You ever heard the term "hate the sin, but love the sinner"? Okay, so we've all heard that term, and that's our challenge. That's our challenge when we hate our brother. We can't hate our brother and love God. So what do? We see sin, and we deal with people who are doing these things or believing these things, and what do? I always thought we love sinner by showing respect. Respect in, and let's read that. 1 Peter 2:17. Who can read that, please? Who can read that, please? You got it? Go.
Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king.
Yeah, okay, good. And by praying for them. So many of us, we watched that movie Overcomer last night. Anybody seen that movie? Really good. It's really encouraging. And the main character, he says, I'm going to pray for you. And then he was challenged later, did you really pray for me? And the guy says, no, I didn't really pray for you. It was just words. We pray for the person. Pray for Tim, the man who did our flooring. And his need. Who can read 1 Timothy 2:1? Timothy 2:1. Anybody got it? Michael?
Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men.
Yeah. So, and so we're one, we're going to love these sinners by showing them respect and by praying for them and then witnessing to them. And there are so many ways we can witness by our very lives. As Kathy was very bold in talking to that man, Tim, yesterday, just brought it up, and just in conversation, the man, just he was talking about his spouse, and it just naturally was a conversation. And who knows what that seed will provide later that you did, because of your courage to do that. So witnessing. So when we hate somebody... We got several things to do here. We got to treat them with respect and kindness, even though you definitely don't approve of their lifestyle or sinful choices. And we see this all the time in work. I had an employee a few years ago who we hired as a woman, and little did I know this employee was in the midst of a sex change operation. And I hired this person as a man, a woman. See, I'm confused because I hired this person as a woman, but this person became a man. Did I say, you can't work here? No, I just treated that person with respect. And in hindsight, I'm a hypocrite because I didn't pray for him. I didn't. Her. You know, I did treat him with kindness. So it's not loving to allow someone to remain in sin, is it? We know what they're doing. We got to speak up. We got to be strong and stand. And it's not hateful to tell someone that she is in sin or he is in sin. You did that with Tim yesterday. You know? And he said, I know. He knows it in his heart. He knows it. But nobody's willing to challenge him. James 1:5, we love the sinner by speaking the truth in love. Ephesians 4:15, we hate the sin by refusing, condone, ignore, or excuse it. So I kind of think, I joked a little bit about the word hate and hating teams and hating foods. And honestly, I think the word hate, from my study in the last month, we shouldn't even use that word. That word should be almost a forbidden word. Because hate doesn't mean what you think it means. We dislike something, that's not hate. The only time we should use that word is when. When should we use the word hate? One of you said it in the back. You hate the sin. You don't hate the sinner, you hate the sin. Hate is a strong word, and honestly, from my study, I don't think it should be used. Should we just not make it a part of our vocabulary? And it's going to be hard to do. Just think about the next day. I want you to be thinking about how many times you say, I hate something. I hate this weather, you know? Why can't we be sunny on our vacation, you know, when we're off of work, and we're, you know, I hate the weather, or I hate this dinner, or I hate this TV show or whatever. We're going to use this word a lot, and we better be careful about it. We should always hate sin and evil and continually be at war with those things. That's who we're at war with. It's not the people. It's the sin and the evil. That's what we're at war with. It's not the person. We're all image bearers of God. We're not all brothers in Christ, because if they're not believers, we're not their brother in that sense. But they're all image bearers. That's why I never understood, and it's a little tangent here, that's why I've never understood the idea of racism. I just never understood it. But it's pervasive in our culture still, even though we're all one blood. We're all one people. We're all image bearers of the creator of the universe. And that's pretty exciting, where we can all have that, you know? All right. So I had 150 pages, but I only brought 13 today. So that's what you're going to get. But the bottom line is, hate is not what you thought. Be careful with that word, hate. Hate the sin, not the person. Hate the evil, but not the evildoer. Let's pray for the evildoer. Pray for that person that you dislike. And all of us, if you're honest in this room, every one of you, there are people you don't like. Let's be honest. And in your mind, you think, I can't stand that person. Is that true? Absolutely. What do? We pray for them. Pray for them. Most of all, for their soul. Pray for them to accept Jesus. That's what we're praying for more than anything else. Not their change of what they do that annoys you. It's praying for their soul. Okay. Let's pray, please, if we can. Thank you, Father, for Jesus most of all. And in Jesus' name, I pray that each of us will hear these words and that I've shared truth. These aren't my words, but your words. And we thank you for your word, most of all, that's living, and we can learn so much. Literally every time we open a page, we can learn from it if we're willing to. And Father, please help us to be listeners this year as we come into this new 2020. Listeners, and be quiet and hear you and listen to your voice in all that we do and making decisions and all that we do coming this year. Help us to be lovers of people, but hate the sin and hate the evil. We thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.